Welcome to the Wonder Life Podcast, the voice for health and wellness, where soul, science, and technology meet. I'm your host and superfan, Andrea Ritter, and this season is our global family reunion where we will explore transformation, health and wellness, and how we can unite to save our planet. We hope you are inspired. Thank you for joining. On this episode of the Wonder Life Podcast, Christy and I chat with one of our favorites, nutrition expert Elaine Valenza. We talk all about DNA testing and the power that comes from knowing what is going on in your DNA so that your family history does not become your reality. We hope you enjoy the show.
Welcome everyone to the Wonder Life Podcast with Andrea Ritter and Christy Thiel and our amazing guest, Elaine Valenza, who is going to go deep into the science and necessity of understanding your DNA. The intention today is to let you know how powerful your blueprint is and that you do not have to live in fear around something that you've been told might happen to you because your parents or ancestors, et cetera, might have had something. This is to liberate you and to give you the tools to understand how powerful your DNA is. Welcome, Elaine.
Thank you so much.
I'm so excited. Yeah. I'm so excited to talk about this whole genetics and DNA thing. Christy, thanks for that awesome introduction. So Elaine and I started talking about genetics, probably like a year ago. And Elaine, so this is a special moment for me because my two doctors, Christy and Elaine, are on a podcast together. And just a disclaimer, neither of them are doctors, but they are my gurus. And so like, this is just so amazing. But before we get started, because Christy has a ton of awesome questions, can we just talk a little bit about what genetic testing is and why it's important, just so that we can give people a baseline, because this is super new to me and I'm so excited to learn.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think everyone's kind of familiar with more of the ancestry genetic testing, right? Like, at least for me, that was something I did years ago. And you get really fun information, but there's not much you could do with it, right? And then there's that other bucket of really specific genes as they relate to cancers and other kind of autoimmune or diseases that, quite honestly, again, you get that information and it, for me personally, is scary. You're like, okay, now I know I'm, you know, prone to X, Y, and Z, but you're not given the tools to really be able to deal with it, right? So when I found the 3x4 genetic testing, it was kind of like this aha moment because they look at so many different genetic SNPs, but it allows you to take them and say, okay, when we group them together and we look at them as pathways instead of individual genes, we can actually form what we call a blueprint to start to change the expression of them. So obviously we can't change our DNA. Like, that is what we're born with, but we can certainly change the way it expresses and really kind of free ourselves of certain diseases that some of our relatives may have had. So it's just so cool. And for me, very liberating.
That is so powerful. So when someone comes to you with some fear around exactly what you said, a predisposition to an autoimmune condition or cancer or some sort of, dysfunction in a tissue or an organ, where do you begin? Because there's endless information. And what kind of solutions do you have if a gene comes up good or bad? Maybe we start with that. What does it look like if a gene comes up good or bad? And then some recommendations, what kind of lifestyle recommendations do they get from you?
Okay, that is such a good question. And I want to say that with this specific 3x4 genetic test, because they are grouping genetic SNPs, we get individual genes, but you're not specifically like the BRCA gene that people are familiar with. I'm not going to be seeing those on the report. What we are going to see, though, are specific genes that talk about methylation, your power, you know, how you're going to handle oxidation and free radicals, which obviously can lead to cancers. So we get kind of a different insight. And what I'm able to do with that is to look at, okay, do we need to supplement with, let's say, a methylated B complex? Or to get more involved, do we need sulforaphane because your detox capacity is completely shot genetically and we need to really feed that? So if that makes sense, we're not looking at specific genes in particular. However, when I do a patient intake, I will know some of those things ahead of time because those are questions I'll ask. So I can kind of form our plan around maybe genetic tests they've already taken or family history and really just nourish some of the cellular pathways that are going to impact not only those specific genes, but the way that we are able to keep our immune system going, have proper cell turnover, and really hopefully eliminate those problems in the future. Hopefully that made sense.
Oh, absolutely. So what I love about what you do is this is truly personalized medicine or nutrition. It's not a one size fits all, which a lot of people go to, you know, a specialist and it's a one size fits all package. And that's like, you know, a shot in the dark, in my opinion. With information you get, you can give someone customized, targeted suggestions.
Absolutely. I mean, we can dial it down as far. And here's what's so cool. I mean, I've done mine. I've done so many people's where I've talked to them afterwards. And the first question I asked is, how much of this rings a bell, sounds familiar, is intuitive to you? And literally hands down, everyone's like, God, it's like so spot on. It's crazy. Because like, for example, mine, first thing that came up, cholesterol, you know, clotting, this and that. And right away, I'm like, gosh, my family history, it's like on both sides, right? And on paper, I eat a very clean diet, but there's blood work that comes up and I'm like, you know, I kind of knew this. So it's so cool that we can literally target all these things, you know, cholesterol, vascular health, how we hold inflammatory fats. Just, it's really cool. Also, like Alzheimer's is a big one in my family. And sure enough, there were certain genes that came up that are like, okay, we really need to pay attention to this and make sure your neurotransmitters are being, you know, well nourished and paid attention to. So it really dives into such a personalized blueprint for the individual. And it's just been really cool.
Like several years ago, I think it's probably been 4 or 5 years now, on the cover of the Time magazine, like in January, it was like the first issue of the year, there was this headline that said precision medicine. And to see that this is where we're moving, is really amazing. Because if you think about it, because one size doesn't fit all, like the power for you to heal with this knowledge and just to optimize your health, like, or to detoxify the right way or what have you, there's just so much power to this. Like you truly, you have your health in your hands, and with this information, you can really start to shift maybe some of those outcomes that, you know, your family, if you choose not to, you know, acknowledge like your family history, that, you know, maybe you would have heart disease or Alzheimer's or what have you, but you can start to figure some of those pieces out earlier.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's just so, I think it's fascinating how we've come such a long way where, again, people would have these big expensive genetic workups and they would just basically sit on your desk because what do you do with them? So it's becoming such a functional and accessible test. And I love that. Like it's finally affordable. It used to be thousands of dollars to have like a genetic workup that you could potentially use. So the fact that now it's so accessible, to your point, it's just great. And honestly, it's kind of like, if you look at it, it's almost like an insurance policy. You're like, okay, here's what I've been dealt with, but here are the tools to kind of almost prevent what I used to think was the inevitable. And for me, just the stress factor taken away on that piece was amazing, because I always used to think, God, my, you know, just certain genetic things in my family, I'm like, ah, is this what I have to look forward to? And it was like, between that and epigenetics, it was super freeing moment to be like, nope, that doesn't have to be my story at all.
You know what I love about all this too, is that it's a one-time test. And you get a lifetime worth of information, unlike labs and blood tests that you're constantly redoing and retesting, and they can quantify things. But once you have this information, you have it for a lifetime.
Absolutely.
Test, is it a swab? How does the, like what's the method to the madness?
Oh, good question. So it is honestly one of the easiest tests. I mean, now we're all familiar with like the nasal swab because of lovely COVID, but this one's just a cheek swab. And it came in this really great little tube with all the instructions right there. And there's only like six steps, you know, and you just, it's 60 seconds and you just rub it on the side of your cheeks and they give you a little tube to put it in and you FedEx it off. It is so non-invasive. And it was so easy. Like, you really can't screw it up, which is great. Because if there was a way to, I probably would have. And so, yeah, it was super easy. And they give you all the packaging, everything, you know, you stick it in a FedEx box or hand it to a FedEx person and you're done. So it's pretty cool.
Elaine, is there an ideal age that people should be doing their DNA tests?
That is a really good question. I mean, here's how I look at it. If you are like symptomatic, and I'm now dealing with a lot of people who are coming to me because they're frustrated and they've tried all kinds of things and spent a ton of money, but they're symptomatic. So, I mean, if you have a child that's symptomatic, there is no like age range. You can certainly do it at any age. I would say, you know, when you start, if your goal is, I want to prevent things, you know, that's kind of more, honestly, you look at that more as an adult. But if you have a child with autoimmune or a teenager and you really want some insight and really want to start an actionable plan, there really is really no age limit and there's really no age range. It's so individual as to, you know, what your problems are and what you're looking to solve. That makes sense. It's just, it's so hard to say because it's your DNA. The beauty of that is it's applicable for any age.
That's actually really good information. And you touched on something I think is so powerful, because the old saying of an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure is so outdated. We need a pound of prevention these days in any tool that we can get to help us, because the onslaught of chronic stress and environmental toxins, et cetera. So this information is prevention with personalized nutrition.
Absolutely. And, you know, it also covers exercise. The biggest theme I see all the time, though, is stress. And I would love to, you know, pick both your brains about better stress reduction methods, because I feel like that's like easier said than done in a whole nother podcast. However, the exercise piece was super interesting too, because just incorporating specific ways on exercise really makes an impact on gene expression too. So think about, as like even a teenager, starting some sort of exercise regimen that is going to have this long-term effect for you, and having that become just something you do every day is just so cool. And honestly, I wish I would have known this stuff even 20 years ago.
When you say exercise, are you talking like it will give you specific breakdowns if you're a fast twitch or a slow twitch, or if you need more carbs or protein, that sort of thing?
It will give you actually insight as to whether or not you should, for example, do endurance activities. So do you run? Do you bike? Do you swim? Or are you going to respond better to high intensity interval training? So it gives you that kind of insight. Like, it also gives you insight into your recovery time. So some people can go out and run a half marathon And truly, honestly, like the next day or two, they can go back out and start another, you know, whatever they're doing. And there's other people who are going to have to take a couple weeks off. So it gives you this mm-hmm. insight into literally the best way to keep your metabolism at an optimal rate. It gives you insight as to like your metabolic burn. So while we're sitting here doing this podcast, we're all burning, you know, calories at a completely different rate. And it gives you insight into genetically, if you're a fast burner while you're sedentary versus a slow burner. And that's also going to translate into the type of exercise and the duration and whether it's daily or every other day. So it's so fascinating. And I find obviously that translates for sure with women who have struggled with weight. It will give insight as to whether you're good with intermittent fasting or a keto diet. So there's just so many things that you can really dial down into.
I need to swab tonight. Like, seriously, I feel like this is so, you, Christy, and I think you both said it. Like, I feel like this is so liberating because it's like, I mean, especially now, you know, at the middle beautiful age, which I love getting older, but I have to say, like, you know, being perimenopausal, but probably menopausal because I haven't had a period for 6 months is like really challenging for me. And like, I have a 15-pound fluctuation depending on when the wind blows. Well, probably not, you know, if I have this information around my genetics and what sort of things I could be doing to maybe shift some things that could enhance this process. And Christy and I talked to Leslie both like a long while ago, but like we were talking about this middle part of our life and this aging process and going through menopause and like finding a way to embrace it mentally versus fighting against it. But I feel like this is a key piece for me personally, because when I have this information, it's just going to give me insight and like just mental, like talk about de-stress. Then I'm not going to be like, you know, like I freaking out because I'm like, well, why is this happening versus just accepting it? And then maybe being able to do some things to mitigate part of the symptoms around this time of my life. I'm not going to live from 46 to 60 in like a state of flux. I want to get this shit dialed now. Like that's really important to me. So I do feel like this is a huge piece. I love it.
Yeah. And I'm all like in shape and we feel good and our energy output is just like, boom, in your face. Like you feel good. You look good. And the stress goes down. And all of a sudden you're like, oh, like everything's just flowing. It's like a really amazing snowball effect in a good way. And it's just awesome to see people get there. You know, you just
yeah.
get this sweet spot and it just keeps going in that direction. So, and I hear you, I know, like I'm so perimenopausal and it's always just like, ugh. So we do have to embrace it and deal with it. But I can say 100%, like when I hit my sweet spot, it's been like a really great ride moving forward.
And you know, when you're there, like it's a real yeah. intuitive, like you can feel that, you know?
100%.
I love this because it's taking all the guesswork out of it. Like you were saying, and particularly for women. And it's so frustrating because it's like, oh, these people are really enjoying like, you know, 100 and 200, 100 grams of fat a day. And to me, even if it's the cleanest and lowest carb plan, it's always a setback. And to not have to guess and waste all the money on supplements that don't work and nutrition plans that don't work and just have the direct access to how the blueprint was designed, it's going to make life so much easier for women. A quick question, can you show what the detoxification pathways are like from the DNA?
Yes. Yep. In fact, that's one of the main pathway-based results you would get. So it'll show you very specifically your detoxification pathways, and it will list your high impact genes as they relate to that and your low impact genes. And that helps dial in. I mean, because to your point, Christy, well, you and I have been in like nutrition supplements for what feels like forever. I mean, for a while I was throwing everything at it. I'm like, ooh, detox. I'm going to try this thing and that thing. And, you know, and a lot of times, sometimes I'd even feel worse. It was like, I pushed it too far. I didn't push it enough. And so based on like certain gene expressions, you can actually see what's going to work for you versus other botanicals and things that absolutely do not work for your specific body. So that has been awesome for me, because it does feel like, you know, when you're like, God, I put all this time and effort and I feel even worse. I mean, I did that with like the keto diet. I was like dying, and I'm like, but everybody else like loves it. What's wrong with me? So
keto killed me, because, and I've said this before, is that like what no one told us was, if you have autoimmune stuff, keto can really not be your friend. And, but I had no idea. I was like, oh, let's do it.
I mean, yeah, it sounded like the greatest thing on the planet. And for some people, it is amazing, but it wasn't for me at all. And again, it was one of those things. And sure enough, on my report, it's like, you know what? You're not the girl that's going to be able to fast all day long. You cannot do keto. Like, and it was so many things intuitively that I knew, but to see it on paper is way more motivating to stick to it. You're like, okay, like here it is. I knew it, but it's nice to see it.
I love it. So after, and I know I keep saying I love it because I actually do. Every time you guys talk about something else, I'm like, yes, sign me up.
What we've been, you know, feeling and experiencing, but ignoring, because, you know, other people have results with high intensity exercise and keto and all these extreme things. But our heart and souls are like, this doesn't work for me. And then we get that confirmation. It's absolutely priceless to get.
Totally. I mean, I feel like it's like that with so many things, like, you know, people, and I do too. I'm like a total, you know, kind of creature of habit. And then I'll see something new and exciting and be like, yes. And you love to see in black and white, like here are proven results. And like, to your point earlier, it's like, well, they might be results for some people, but they're also totally not working for others. And so it is, it's just like, it's such a concrete, like, it's literally a picture of you on paper. I'm like, this is just, it's so awesome.
Yeah.
You guys bring up a good point of just like, you know, I think that, I mean, you know, you have friends or trusted advisors and you're like, oh, well, this worked for them. So it's like, we all kind of jump on these interesting bandwagons that like, now we can get off of those bandwagons because like your DNA is not like my DNA. And so something that might work for you is maybe not going to work for me. And so I do think there's just so there is so much power in this. This is huge. So once you get the test back, so you get the test back and then obviously you go through the results with people. And then I know we had talked before, because then there's like specific, then what you can do is then get, you know, maybe help people figure out what their diet should be or different supplements based upon what comes back. Correct?
Absolutely. So the summary plan breaks it into diet, lifestyle, and supplementation. And then what I do is I go ahead and kind of regroup everything for you into like manageable pieces, because every report you get like, seriously, 20 plus supplements, you're like, oh my God, no. And so that's kind of where I come in and say, okay, let's really like target certain things that can be built upon. And also it's just like, I'm a nerd with the supplements and I can just look at all these and be like, oh, well, this one has like six of those covered. And you know, this one can do this. So, and then, yeah, like it really is your choice and how involved you want to get, but it does really lay out like, here are the foods that are really good for you. Like fermented foods, this was a big one for me because I love everything fermented and pickled. I love it. But I have like a high histamine overload and like, that is just a no for me. Same with kombucha. I love it. And I'm like, I don't care. I'll be bloated. It's worth it. But like every time, it's like every time I keep willing it to like be a different result. And I was like, oh,
yeah.
All right. It's over. Fine.
Do you think that's why I get stuffy after I drink a gallon of Oatly oat milk, full fat, because it gives me joy? I mean, every time I'm like, no, I'm not having a response to this. I'm not. But meanwhile, I can't breathe. But like, at least my coffee tastes like I have real cream in it. You know, I mean,
I think you already know the answer to that. like when we overdosed on almond flour, we were both like, we both had major histamine reactions to almond flour and we just kept doing it anyway. I'm like, it's so good. Like,
I still can't do an almond flour. I barely can do almond milk and I cannot eat an almond 5-7 years later. I think we super triggered
something. I'm like, but I love paleo desserts. Like, I'm going to ignore it.
I mean, it really is joy. Just because it's gluten-free doesn't mean it's good for you, or like it's, you know, appears to be healthier doesn't mean that your body necessarily wants it. So this is just really good information. So, I mean, maybe this is ghetto, but why not be ghetto? Because I think that we need to put out there to people. I mean, you know, because, you know, the things that you're not supposed to talk about in life are like money, religion, politics. You can't even talk about COVID, you know, like all that. But I do think it's helpful for us to share with our folks that are listening, you know, like, how much does this cost? Is this cost effective? Is this cost prohibitive? You know, because it's like, it sounds great, but then you're like, oh shit, I'm paying, you know, $2 million for the rest of my life. But at least I know that I can, you know, get my supplements in and know what food to eat. So can you give people like a ballpark, or, you know, just of what that looks like?
Absolutely. So for right now, because I was really changing kind of the scope of my practice and what I was offering, it's $597. So this is like my intro.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah. And I mean,
sign up.
You should definitely sign up now, but also you just get a lot of comprehensive information. And like I said, I'm trying to give everybody an intro because, quite honestly, so I can help people and grow my business, the positive feedback helps me tremendously. So I'm trying to make it, you know, incentivize people to get on it.
Well, I mean, that's a great incentive. Well, even honestly, at that $595, this is a one-time deal. I mean, you know, when you get your labs and if you have to pay out of pocket because your insurance doesn't want to cover it, you're going to pay a lot more for that. So, I mean, it's nominal. And even if someone needs to save for it, like, it's going to be so worth it. And what we're going to do is I'm going to get it done. You know, I love to talk about myself, but we can like kind of come back and like, just, I would love to talk about the process and, you know, kind of track like how things have changed just because we have this information. So, I'm so excited.
Yes. We'll definitely have to do that. And you know, what I want to add is you get like a 3-month plan. So it's not just like you're being left in the dust. It'll be very comprehensive. So it's going to give you your total foundation to get started, stick with it. And then we do a little follow-up because some people are super into getting blood work and, you know, looking at their baseline versus, you know, 3 months later. So it's really, like I said, individual, but you do get a lot of attention. So, and we do offer payment plans, because I do want it to be accessible. That's why we offer the supplements at a discount as well, just because it all adds up. I mean, even for me, I'm just like, whew, all right. Like every, you know, every month of self-care, I'm like, okay. So just a tip for everybody out there. If you have a health savings account, all of this stuff can be put through your health savings account, and it's tax-free. And I'm really dumb to not be doing it right now with all the money I spend on health. So that's just a little fun tip.
And just to everyone's point, it is so much, it's less expensive to keep and maintain your health than to try to get it back. So it is paying you. We're all paying for something. We're paying for our health one way or another, but to get it back after losing it is easily 3 times as much. So this is, to me, this is so worth it, because once you're sick and you have to start within the trenches, it can be a much longer and much more expensive journey.
That's Preach.
Such a good point. I love that.
It's so good. Elaine, We are so thankful. This is so awesome. We'll have you come back for, and we'll share your website and Instagram and all that in the show notes. But we'll get this out so that everyone can take advantage of the awesome price now. So, this has been so awesome. I am pumped, obviously. And really, thank you. Chris, do you have anything to add? Any final questions for our friend here?
Thank you. And I hope everyone appreciates the service that Elaine is offering. And you see the advantages in knowing your blueprint, because it's here. You're born this way. Why not make the best out of it?
I love it. Christy, you should be my official spokesperson. But thank you, ladies, so much. It was so fun.
So fun. Thank you. Welcome.
Thank you, everyone. Enjoy your health.
This has been an episode of the Wonder Life Podcast, the voice for health and wellness, where soul, science, and technology meet. You may find us on social at wonder.life, at wonderhealth, or at wonderhealth.com. And that is wonder with a U.